The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJEP, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
And welcome into the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We are live here from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step for a matchup of two teams that were at the bottom half of pool play in the Class 3 state volleyball semifinals. They find themselves in a third-place matchup. That's St. Michael, the Archangel, and also the Windsor Owls competing here in just about 10 minutes from now at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. That's where we're broadcasting from. Hello, everybody. Nick Lewis here. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exits, online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Leading you up, of course, to our New Era Bank First Serve. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at NewEraBank.com. Member FDIC. So the Windsor Owls fall in pool play, straight sets to all three of their opponents, including St. Michael the Archangel. That was a 25-15-25-13 result. In addition, Logan Rogersville and St. Francis Borges swept them too. So those two teams, the latter, Logan Rogersville and St. Francis Borges, to face off in the Class 3 championship. That'll be at the conclusion of this one. That'll be off our airwaves, but that's what's happening after Windsor and St. Michael the Archangel taking place here at the Show Me Center again in Cape Girardeau, a third place matchup here at the state semi level. So we'll take a quick break and come back. It is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, just a few minutes away from first serve between Windsor and St. Michael right here on J98.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Let's check in with Josh Harris now at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be in the Festus area. Josh, you have a great selection of outdoor fun vehicles to choose from, but you also have great financing, don't you?
We do. We've got financing as low as 0% on great brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Can-Am. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, and soon to be Festus.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Fleegs Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Massey Ferguson, and many more. Fleegs Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment. Get it ready for spring and summer. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you'll need over the winter. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fliggs Equipment. Make us your first stop. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
This is Pickin' Country, J98 The Boot, KTJJ Farmington, Festus, St. Genevieve. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at MyMoInfo.
Back on J98 The Boot, Fleeks Equipment pregame show right here on Kickin' Country. Windsor and St. Michael getting ready for a third-place match here in Class 3. We'll look at some of the key players for both teams. For St. Michael, a team that most of our listeners probably don't know a whole lot about. They'll be led by Emma Foley. She is the libero, 4.6 digs per set. Of course, on the other side for Windsor, a very talented libero themselves, as they have Allie Moore, 5.7 digs per set coming into this one. Co-athlete of the week for us, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy athlete of the week this week, Allie Moore, plus along with Taylor Duncan, the setter. So those two will be key in first and second reception for the Windsor Owls, and a couple of nice hitters for St. Michael to look out for. How about Abigail Solansky and also Taylor Westhoff? You'll hear a lot from those two as well tonight, as a couple of leaders in the kill category for St. Michael the Archangel here tonight. It is the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. The Windsor Owls out of Imperial, Missouri. St. Michael the Archangel Guardians from Lee's Summit, Missouri, about 5 hours away from here, actually, so quite the trip for St. Michael. And for Windsor, still not quite as far, but still a nice little distance that they covered to get here as well. St. Michael led by Sheridan Zarda, and of course, Windsor Owls led by head coach Stephanie Duker-Richmond. It's the Fleeks Equipment pregame show right here on J98. We'll take one more break, come back with First Serve right here on the Boot.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training. If your application is approved, you'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-8255. 501-5371.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Fleegs Equipment pregame show over. We are just about ready for first serve, of course, brought to you by New Era Bank here today. It is a matchup of the Windsor Owls and the St. Michael the Archangel Guardians here as Windsor, the Class 3 District 3 champion this season. Meanwhile, St. Michael the Archangel was able to get by in Class 3 District 14. That set up a situation where both teams ended up making the Class 3 Girls Volleyball State Tournament. Windsor got by St. Genevieve in sectionals. You heard that on regional radio last week. And in the quarterfinals, it was the Windsor Owls defeating the Perryville Pirates to get to the state semis. For St. Michael the Archangel, it was a win against Odessa and then Pleasant Hill as well. Both of those were sweeps, so they get to the state semis. They defeated Windsor in pool play. That was their only pool play win. Meanwhile, Windsor still looking for their first set victory here at the state semi-level. Both teams being introduced right now. Windsor setting up on the right side of the court as we view things here at a little bit of an elevated level right behind the scorer's table. And, of course, St. Michael the Archangel will take things over on the left side of the court. Again, we are at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. Windsor entering the weekend with a 24-10-4 record led by head coach Stephanie Duker Richmond. Meanwhile, St. Michael the Archangel, they enter the weekend with a 21-9-2 record. They are led, of course, by Sheridan Zarda. St. Michael the Archangel actually finished third place last year, but it was in the Class 2 state tournament. St. Michael has since moved up a class, and, well, they're right back in the state semis once again, despite the move up to Class 3. No problem for them there. Meanwhile, the Windsor Owls, a huge jump from a season ago. They were 15-17-3, a losing record a year ago. They switch it all the way around and get to the state semifinals here in 2019. So quite the improvement effort from them. A lot of seniors going to be playing in their final matches here today of their careers at the high school level, at least, for the Windsor Owls. And so we're certainly looking forward to seeing what they do and how they perform here tonight. Lights back on as both teams have been introduced. And now one more conversation with the coaching staff. And we're just about ready for that first serve. Again, after this, we won't have it on our airwaves, but the Class 3 state championship will take place between Logan Rogersville and St. Francis Borgia. Both teams meet in the middle here and getting ready for that first serve. All stats, by the way, today will be brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard wiped clean. Windsor Owls logo on the right side as we view things, and St. Michael on the left, just as they're positioned on the court. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. That's Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Broadcasting live here on J98 The Boots. Earlier, we had the St. Pius Lancers in the Class 2 state championship. That was on AM 1400 KJF. They fell to Herman, and so Herman for 2 years straight has defeated one of our area schools. Last year, of course, it was Arcadia Valley. Nothing good things to say about that program, of course. As Windsor and St. Michael about to square off here for a chance at the third place crown here in Class 3. And serving first will be Grace Lowry, the freshman fourth on the team in aces with 31 entering the weekend. She'll set up from the left side of the service area, line it over, and we're underway as St. Michael will go to the middle for their first attack. It's Lakin hitting it over. Windsor in control. They'll try Vaughn on the outside and down for a kill. And Windsor's up 1-0 early. And excuse me, that was actually Lexi Menny, but either way, the Owls take an early lead. And back to the service area goes Grace Lowry. An experienced team here for Windsor, but Lowry, the freshman, gets a lot of playing time. And serve receive here is St. Michael. They'll try the outside on the left. It's Westhoff. Again, Windsor in control. Duncan sets to the outside. Menny on another swing. Nice dig in the back row by the libero, Foley. Windsor's got it again. Duncan outside. And this time the swing by Menny is going to go into the net. So attacking error, 1-1. St. Michael and Windsor tied early in set one in this third place matchup. Serving now for the first time will be Kalista Bokenkroger. Allie Moore gets the pass to Duncan, the setter. Now to the middle it goes for Windsor. Nice swing there from Bailey. Back in possession is Bokenkroger. Windsor's got it now. Moore bumps to the right side and now bumped over by Duncan. There's Foley. Bokenkroger to the middle. Nice shot off the right hand of Lakin. But Windsor scrambles to get it over. Foley saves it. Bokenkroger outside. Line shot. Westhoff. And Westhoff gets the kill. 2-1, St. Michael on top. Plenty of talented hitters, like we mentioned, for St. Michael. Taylor Westhoff, certainly one of them. You'll hear plenty from Abigail Solansky as well as the middles, Brandy Simpson and Alyssa Lakin. Duncan sets up the attack from the middle and tooling off the block, Abby Bailey. A soft approach there, the changeup, and it works out for Windsor. Now 2-2 is the score. Back to the service area goes the Owls, and it'll be Taylor Duncan, the setter, sporting the leg brace on her right leg. She'll let that one fly. Foley gets it to the net for Bokenkroger. Tipped over this time by Lakin. And a nice setup there. Setter to middle hitter, and Lakin gets the kill. A six-foot senior, and a point for St. Michael. Here's Westhoff with the serve. Line drive. Moore gets it to Duncan at the net. Outside it goes. Menny. Nice dig on a line there. It was Bokenkroger. Now a roll shot over for Solansky. Moore goes to get it in the back line area. Now back over to St. Michael. Bokenkroger tries to do a cross-court pass, but called for a double. Hands out of place. And so 3-3 is now the score in set one. Point to Windsor there. Substitution for the Owls. Out goes Bailey. In to serve will come Elena Green. Green, only 32 sets played coming into this weekend, but actually 18 aces, so she's made the most from the service area, and she'll let fly here. Foley gets it. Bokenkroger behind her head. Right side towards the middle of the back line area. That is Alyssa Lakin, and Lakin makes it 4-3 St. Michael. Emma Foley next. Foley the libero, senior, playing in her final match of her career. She hops up and lets it go. Moore gets it. Duncan bumps it up to the outside. Here's the swing. It is long by Vaughn, and the point goes to St. Michael. Alyssa Vaughn, one of five seniors that our own Matt Greenwood got to interview this week, giving a lot of credit to Coach Duker Richmond for getting the Owls to this point. Here's Windsor and serve receive. They get it over. Bokenkroger behind her at right side. Line shot. McNamara. Two hands. Lowry to the outside. Nice dig in the cross court by Solansky of St. Michael. Now back to Solansky. Nice dig in the back court by Lowry. Dump shot by Duncan, and Duncan gets it down for the kill. 5-4. Windsor down one, and they get it back here. So Owls down one, and serving next will be Lexi Menny. Menny extends her right hand, hops up, lets it go. It goes left to right. Getting it there for St. Michael was McCombs. Back over Windsor, now a free ball to St. Michael. Bokenkroger to the middle. One hand tap by Simpson, and Simpson misses the mark. Point Windsor. 5-5, all tied up here in set one. And next is Lexi Menny. Second straight serve for Menny. She He lets it go towards the middle area this time in between backline and attacking line. Outside attack, off the block it goes for Solanski. And St. Michael up 6-5. All kills today brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills, Missouri. Here's McNamara, and McNamara is going to get an ace. Colleen McNamara coming into this weekend with 34 aces, tied for fourth on her team. Adds another there, 7-5, St. Michael. And she lets it go again. And serve received that time. It was Kuby to the middle, Vaughn. Nice dig that time by Solanski. Now just bumping it over McCombs. Free ball for Windsor. Duncan at the net behind her at right side. Swing is by Kuby. Scrambling in the back line is St. Michael. They won't get it. A kill for Sydney Kuby, the junior. And it's 7-6. Windsor down one. Kennedy Detmer is next. Spoke to us about how special it is for this Windsor Owls team to make it this far. First girls team in Windsor history to make it to a state semis. Here's Boken Kroger to the outside. She sets for Solanski. Windsor there. Duncan behind her head. She bumps it to Sokolik. And now back in possession, St. Michael. Rejected that time, though, is Solanski. And a point for Windsor. 7-7. Owls tie up the Guardians. And they'll serve here with Detmer again. Kennedy Detmer from the middle of the service area approaches the line, lets it go with the right hand, deep right corner it goes. McCombs there to the outside, it's bumped for Solanski, and Solanski change up approach again there, 8-7, it works for St. Michael, they're up one. And now Solanski to the service area. First and kills on her team. Has 22 aces as well, and she's got another one as that one dips just past the attacking line, hits the floor, and no Windsor Owl there to get it. 9-7 Guardians. Two aces already for St. Michael. I'll go for three here with Solanski, and they will make it three. This one dips again, but at the attacking line as opposed to just past it. 10-7 St. Michael, and two consecutive aces for Solanski. Solanski again, goes short again. At the line, it's Vaughn, bumped up Duncan to the outside, swing Sokolik, and Sokolik tools it off the block for the kill. 10-8, as Windsor breaks the string there, is Solanski doing damage in the service area. Here's the libero, Allie Moore. Inco Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week for us. That one shanked to the left a little bit, going to get it was West off of the net, just bumping it over. Boken Kroger, and she bumps it out of bounds. Wide right, point Windsor. So nice serve there for Allie Moore. Allie Moore, 49 aces entering the weekend on the season. This one towards the middle it goes. Boken Kroger bumps it up at the net. Tipped over, nice diving save there from Lexi Menny. And just sending it over to St. Michael is Windsor. Tapped back, Duncan with two hands saves it. Moore bumps it up. Duncan will take a swing, rolls it over. Boken Kroger to the outside. West off on a line shot, dug out by Detmer. Duncan behind her right side, Menny. Menny goes for the left corner. Overpass, one-timer though, is mishit by Bailey. And so a point for St. Michael. Windsor unable to take advantage of the overpass that St. Michael handed them there. And so the Guardians get the point despite the mistake on the pass, and it's 11-9. And here's the serve by Brandy Simpson. Getting it there, Detmer. Duncan goes to the outside. Bailey gets it almost down, but somehow St. Michael saves it. Moore, Duncan taps it over. This time it's saved by Lakin. Boken Kroger outside, blocked that time, is Westhoff. Now an overpass on the next hit. Getting it, Simpson. St. Michael in possession. Back row attack, and a cross shot by McNamara is a little bit wide. Point Windsor. Long rally goes the way of the Owls. And Windsor now down 1, 11-10. Serving next, Grace Lowry. So Lowry, who began the match in the service area, returns now. Not only fourth on her team in aces, but third in digs behind only Allie Moore and Taylor Duncan. Two seniors, by the way, that have been starting all 4 years. And a little bit of stoppage of play here. The officials talking it over, talking something over. We'll take the time to thank a few sponsors: Applebee's in Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey in Farmington, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. How about Comtree and Festus, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment in Ludington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Gateway Region YMCA in St. Louis, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, Gilser Mary Lee in Perryville, and Hearing Care Partners in Farmington. Point stays with Windsor, and it is still 11-10 St. Michael, but the Owls will serve again with Lowry. Lowry takes her spot on the left side of the service area, goes with her right hand. It's shanked by Foley behind her, going to get it behind the back line. Solansky now just bumped over Windsor. Free ball for the Owls. Duncan to the outside. Here's a swing by Menny. Diving to get it that time, Solansky. Dump shot over that time by Boken Kroger. And 12-10 St. Michael. Alertness there from the Guardian setter. And Boken Kroger will now enter the service area with her team up two, 12-10. Right-handed swing, Moore gets it to Duncan, to the right side on a slide that time goes Bailey, and she goes down the line in the right corner for the kill. 12-11, St. Michael by one. Back in possession of the serve, though, the Owls, and it's Taylor Duncan, the dangerous Taylor Duncan. First on the team in aces entering the weekend, 54 is the number. And a hard liner, but getting it now, Boken Kroger to the outside. Two-hand touch by McNamara. Overpass back to St. Michael. One-timer! And down for a kill that time for Beatrice Mitchell. And actually, we're going to say that that was Alyssa Lakin. 13-11 Guardians, though. A two-point advantage. And now they'll serve. Taylor West off. Let's fly with her right hand. And serve receive, Menny, overpass, Menny on the one-timer, saves it after the mistake on the pass. And so back over to St. Michael, now Windsor's got it. Duncan to the outside, Menny with one hand for the line, diving to get it, Solansky. Outside attack on a line shot, saved by Lowry. Duncan a dump shot, tries to float it for the right corner. There is Westhoff, to the middle it goes, saved by Duncan in the cross court on that swing by Lakin, within a double on the second contact on Windsor. Point to St. Michael. 14-11, three-point advantage for the Guardians. Westhoff serves next. She'll take her spot on the left side of the service area. Go left to right with it. Menny there. Duncan behind her head to the right side. Bailey off the chest of Foley, and St. Michael can't get it after that. Point Windsor, 14-12. Owls down by two. And so now the Owls sub in Elena Green once again to serve. Green, kind of a serving specialist for this team. And now with her squad down two, she'll let it fly with her right hand. Foley kind of shanks it behind her, going to get it McCombs, and now Foley will send a free ball over to Windsor. Here's Duncan at the net, tries the middle, Vaughn with the tap. Going to get it at the line, McNamara. Outside pass to number six, Solansky. Rejected is Solansky. Now back over to Windsor. Green, Duncan behind her head, right side. Nice swing by Kuby off the top of the block, but getting into the back row, Foley. Right side swing comes from McNamara. Windsor on that. And now Lowry on third contact will just get it over. Lakin, now back to Lakin. Nice swing, but a better save that time by Lowry. Back row attack coming from Green, and Green sends it too long. Point to St. Michael. Long rally this time goes the way of the Guardians, and a three-point advantage for the team from Lee Summit. 15-12 now, and Foley lets it go from the left side of the service area. There's Moore. Duncan behind her head to the right side. The swing comes from Menny, and Menny gets it down for a kill. Lexi Menny, the freshman. 15-13. Talk about the seniors on this Windsor team. There's some talented freshmen that will continue to lead this program, and Lexi Menny and Grace Lowry, of course, as well. Here's the serve. Foley and serve receive for St. Michael. Outside swing comes from Solansky. Duncan's got it to the outside for Windsor. Now it goes, and it's tapped over by Sokolik. St. Michael setting up the attack. Off the top of the block it goes, and down as Colleen McNamara loads up and gets the kill. 16-13 St. Michael. Next up is McNamara to the service area. Her team up three. McNamara goes short with it. Vaughn at the line to Duncan out of the outside to Kolick. Easily getting it St. Michael. They'll try the left side. Allie Moore, two hands. Duncan, two hands, dumps it over, saving it Solanski. Now from the middle, Simpson just bumps it over. Sokolik, Duncan, middle, Vaughn gets high, and Vaughn gets it down off the block for a kill. That is Alyssa Vaughn, senior middle hitter, 5'8". And it's 16-14. Windsor already with a better showing than what you saw against St. Michael in that first set last time. 15 points in total. They've already got 14, so just 1 point away, but certainly on pace for a better performance here. Back row attack coming from Lexi. Many on a line shot. McCombs digs it out. Set to the left side, Solanski. Detmer there. And now a back row attack from the libero, Allie Moore. St. Michael on that. They'll try again with Solanski. Moore's there. Duncan to the outside. At the net, it's Sokolik. Cross-court dig for the Guardians. And now Solanski tries another swing. It goes behind Sokolik. Back over to Duncan. She bumps it over. Free ball for the Giants. Dump shot by Bokenkroger. Detmer there. And now flat-footed this time, Sokolik. There's Foley. Bokenkroger on a slide to the right side. It is Simpson. And Brandy Simpson, middle hitter for St. Michael, gets the kill. 3-point advantage for the Guardians. It was 25-15, 25-13 St. Michael in this same matchup and pool play yesterday. So Windsor keeping it closer as Solanski serves short. Vaughn at the net, hits it off the net. Duncan in second contact, and now third. It gets over by many. Bokenkroger, cross-court pass to the left side. Hard swing and down for Westhoff. Nice setup there from the setter, Bokenkroger. Westhoff there to get it. 18-14, St. Michael, and a timeout by head coach Stephanie Duker-Richmond of Windsor. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds here on J98, and we'll be right back. It's the third-place matchup of the Class 3 state tournament.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Back here at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, third place matchup in the Class 3 state tournament between Windsor and St. Michael. St. Michael with the early edge. Let's thank a few sponsors for making our broadcast possible today. Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, Jefferson College in Hillsboro. How about the Lucas Smith Center in Festus? Mario's Italian in Farmington, the Farmington McDonald's, as well as Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Like I mentioned, St. Michael with the early edge, 18-14, and they'll serve out of the timeout from Windsor. Short one here for Solanski, just past the line. Detmer's there, outside Sokolik, off the top of the block. Foley has it. It is Bokenkroger, another cross-court pass, a cross-court shot, dug out by Windsor. Now a near joust to the net, dumped over by Bokenkroger. Windsor there, Detmer to the outside, Sokolik flat-footed, gets the shot off, but St. Michael there. A slide play put on for Simpson. Windsor on it easily. Duncan, the setter, takes a swing for Windsor. Foley there. Hard swing. Into the net it goes for Westhoff. Attacking error on St. Michael. Point Windsor. So the Owls out of the timeout do get the point. 18-15, and now Allie Moore, the libero. Off-colored black today. And she lets fly from the left side of the service area. The pass goes behind the back line by Solanski, going to get it McNamara, now bumped over by the libero Foley. Many, Duncan to the middle, Bailey off the block and down. Point Windsor, 18-16, and there it is. They have scored more points than they did in set one yesterday against St. Michael. And that 25-15 loss, it's now an 18-16 deficit, and Windsor right in it. Allie Moore, the libero, will serve. Nice pass by Solanski to Bokenkroger on the slide right side. It's Simpson, and Simpson is going to get the kill. A tip is the call, and so St. Michael will get it, 19-16. Scoreboard showing 18-17, but it is 19-16, as serving here will be Brandy Simpson. Simpson from the middle of the service area on a line. Going to get it, Detmer. Duncan behind her head, right side. Nice pass and nice changeup shot by Sokolic. That is Lydia Sokolic. And it's 19-17. Windsor down two here in the third place match. Grace Lowry next. To be behind only Moore and Duncan on this team and Diggs is an impressive feat, especially for a freshman. Here's Solansky. Boken Kroger to the middle. Nice shot off of Allie Moore it goes. Alyssa Lakin gets the kill. 20-17. St. Michael by three in set one. Serving next
can you believe
will be Kalista Boken Kroger. Boken Kroger from the right side of the service area. Spins the ball in her hand. Now lets it go with the right hand. Cross court it goes. Lowry, Duncan to the right. A shot by Bailey getting into the libero Foley. Now back row attack by Solansky. She rolls it over. Detmer, Duncan outside. Going to get it that time. It's Lexi Menny. And a cross court shot. A short cross there. Gets down for a kill. 20-18. Windsor down just two. And they'll serve with their most dangerous in the service area. It's Taylor Duncan. A chance to go on a run here for Duncan. We saw that plenty last weekend against St. Genevieve and Perryville. There, though, Solansky, right side, cross court swing is down for a kill, and that's Taylor Westhoff. 21-18, 3-point lead, St. Michael. And Westhoff, fresh off of the kill, enters the service area on the left side. And hits it with a right hand. Deep back middle, Moore. Duncan to the left. And the shot by Menny is dug out by St. Michael. Boken Kroger to the outside. Rolled over. Solansky on a line. Gets it down. 22-18. Guardians by four. And Windsor in danger of dropping set one here. Taylor Westhoff next. Westhoff. Been big here late. Moore gets the pass to Duncan. Duncan with a dump shot. Pancake for a moment by Boken Kroger, but no one there on second or third contact. So Duncan gets credited for the kill on the dump shot there. 22-19. 3-point deficit for Windsor, and they'll look to serve here by subbing in Elena Green. So Elena Green, the sophomore, will have a tall task here of going on a service run, one that Windsor might need here. She serves far back from the back row, getting at the libero Foley. Right side, middle area, blocked is Lakin, and a point for Windsor. 22-20. Owls down just two. Elena Green back to the service area again. Green. It is interesting that she doesn't really toe the line, she just kind of launches it from well behind the line. And now she gets the dig on the shot by St. Michael. Loading up for a kill shot is Kuby, and she just gets it over the net, and it hits the floor for a kill. Windsor down one, 22-21 here in set one. The Owls looking for their first set victory of the weekend here in Cape Girardeau. Green lets it go again. This one just gets over the net, almost touched the tape. Boken Kroger to the outside, cross-court shot, cross-court dig, not able to be made as it's shanked to the right by Green. Point St. Michael, 23-21. And the Guardians up two. Their next point could mean set points, especially if it comes right here. Foley will serve. Foley on the deep left-hand portion of the service area, and she sends it long. Allie Moore, the libero, watching it the whole way. Point Windsor, 23-22. Lexi Menny to serve next for Windsor. Menny extends her right hand, now hits it with her right hand. In the back row, a shot now to the right side, tapped over by McNamara. Windsor in possession. Duncan to go to Sokolic here. Foley a cross-court dig. Boken Kroger to the outside. Line shot is down for St. Michael, 24-22. And the Guardians have set point here. They'll have two chances at it. So Windsor to avoid going down 1-0. must avoid two consecutive set points, but first, a timeout called by Stephanie Duker Richmond, Windsor Owls head coach. We'll take this time to thank some more sponsors: Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Missouri Beef Industry Council in Columbia, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge and Bonterre, Parkland Elfmart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Patsy's in Park Hills, Prairie Farms in Farmington, the Presbyterian Manor also powering our broadcast from Farmington, as well as Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum, and the UPS store in Festus. It's 24-22 the current score. St. Michael on top of Windsor. So the Owls, out of this timeout, will have to score two consecutive points to keep their hopes alive in set one. That timeout, by the way, brought to you by McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. All right, set point here for St. Michael. And handling it after this buzzer will be Colleen McNamara. Colleen McNamara serving for the set for the Guardians. With her right hand, she gets it over. Duncan at the net to the middle. Vaughn. Vaughn tries the shot, and Vaughn sends it well wide left. And it is St. Michael the Guardians winning set one, 25-22 over the Windsor Owls. So Windsor down 1-0. They'll need two consecutive set wins coming up next to claim the third place crown. We'll have both of those sets, if it gets to that point, next on J98.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain, in the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at twincitytoyota.com.
Midwest Sports Center. Switching of sets happening right now after a set one victory for St. Michael over Windsor, 25-22. Good to see the Owls compete in that one after a tough results, well, results multiple yesterday in pool play. But specifically against St. Michael, it was 25-15, 25-13 yesterday. And so 25-22, certainly an improvement from that. And, well, you just hope there's a progression of things that they improve even more in set two, and maybe they can rip one off here from St. Michael, the team that finished third at the Class 2 state level a year ago. St. Michael moves up to Class 3 this year, and, well, they don't miss a beat as they're competing again for third place. Windsor and St. Michael have switched sides of the court. Windsor on the left side, St. Michael, the Guardians, now on the right. It'll be a serve to open things up for the Guardians by Kalista Bokenkroger as the setter prepares to let fly, a junior at 5'7". Bokenkroger floats it for the deep left corner, two hands Lowry to Duncan, and now a shot by Bailey is dug out by the Guardians. Right side attack coming from St. Michael. Now McNamara dug out by Windsor, back over to the Guardians now. Bokenkroger sets to the outside, the shot by Westhoff, and that's going to be a violation of the Nets on Windsor. 1-0 St. Michael here in set two as they lead 1-0 as well. Again, it's Bokenkroger with her right hand. Lowry in serve receive. Duncan bumps it up left. Cross shot by Menny. High and deep past the back line, going to get it Foley, and now bumped over. Nice defense there by the Guardians. Duncan, cross-court pass, Menny. This time Menny just changes it up and sends it right for that line on a float, and she gets it down 1-1. And a good idea there is St. Michael scrambling, just trying to get it over a moment ago. 1-1. Windsor ties it here in set two, and Taylor Duncan will serve, and Taylor Duncan will get an ace. Service ace, Taylor Duncan, as it deflects off of Abigail Solansky for St. Michael. 2-1 Windsor, the Owls, in set two. So Duncan will go again. Taylor Duncan finds this time Solansky again to the middle. Nice dig by Moore, bumped up to the outside. Menny will try and tool off the block. Overpass, and it's out of bounds. Point Windsor. 3-1, a two-point advantage for the Windsor Owls. Taylor Duncan again. Duncan and Moore, two seniors that have been starters for a long time, playing in their last match of Windsor Owls volleyball. Here's the kill shot by St. Michael, saving it for the moment, Windsor, but not for long enough as the Owls surrender the point to St. Michael. 3-2 is now the score in set two. And the Guardians will let fly next with Taylor Westhoff. Moore gets the pass to Duncan behind her at right side. Line shot swing Bailey. St. Michael's got to go to the right sideline and out of bounds a little bit just to get it. Now back over Windsor free ball. Duncan behind her at right side. Cross shot down that time for Sydney Kuby. 4-2 Owls in set two. And serving next appears to be Elena Green as she is set to check in for Abby Bailey on the Owls side. And indeed it will be Green. Elena Green takes her time after the whistle, now lets it go, and serve receive, it is number 5, McCombs, tapped over that time, Lakin, pass goes behind Green, going to get it, Duncan, sets to the outside, to the left, Lexi Menny sends it on a cross, and it's 5-2, Windsor. By the way, that ace by Duncan a moment ago, that was your Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate ace, they moved this town. 5-2 Owls, though. It's Green to serve again. It's Windsor trying to build on this lead. She goes right to left with the serve. McCombs there. Outside a tip by McNamara. Duncan in possession. From the line, Vaughn. Vaughn sends it a mile long. And a point to St. Michael on the attacking error. 5-3. Windsor still by two. Emma Foley to serve next. She'll do so from the left side of the service area. Moore's got it, deep back middle area. Duncan to the middle. Here's the shot by Kuby, and Kuby goes wide right. Attacking error that time on Sydney Kuby. 5-4. Windsor still by one, but two consecutive points for St. Michael. And again, it is Foley, the libero. Lowry gets it to Duncan. Duncan behind her at right side. Rejected as many. In on the block there, Solansky. And it's 5-5. Three straight now for the Guardians. Foley will go again. Starting libero for this team. Jumps up, lets it go. It's Moore in the back middle area. Duncan passes to the left. Vaughn this time tools it off the block and gets it down. There goes Alyssa Vaughn, making it 6-5 Windsor. And getting Foley out of the service area there. Serving for Windsor, Lexi Menny. Menny lets it go right to that right corner area. McCombs there, now an outside attack rejected there by Vaughn and also Sokolic. Now floated over, Windsor there, Moore bumps it up, setting up Sokolic, cross-court shot, cross-court dig that time. Now it's Boken Kroger setting to the middle and tapped over that time. Simpson, kill for St. Michael, 6-6. McNamara next. With the score all knotted up. Getting it Kubi to the net. Duncan out of the outside it goes. St. Michael on it. Foley bumps up outside. Shot Solansky splits the defense at time of Moore and Menny. 7-6. Guardians now on top by one in set two. And, of course, they did win set one 25-22. So a set two victory would make them third place in class three. Server receive, it's Menny. A slide play on the right side, Kubi, but St. Michael is there for it. Bumped up outside, it's Solansky. Moore on the dive. Duncan goes left. Here's a shot. Sokolic tight to the net. Getting it now, Boken Kroger. She'll send it outside. Line shot. Missed the mark wide that time, Solansky. And so now it's tied again 7-7. Coming in, Kennedy Detmer for Windsor. She'll serve. Out goes Sydney Kubi. And Detmer, another one of these seniors. 5-3 defensive specialist. She'll let it go with her right hand towards the deep left corner. Nice serve there. St. Michael scrambling a bit. And so a free ball over to Windsor. Menny, Duncan, outside it goes for Sokolic. Sokolic, was there a tip? No, it was long. And a point for St. Michael, 8-7. The Guardians on top by one. Serving next, Solansky. Solansky's been active early in the offense. Leads this team in kills. Second and digs, too. A versatile player as Detmer's got it in serve receive. Duncan will set for a back row attack by the libero. Moore. There is St. Michael for that. Going high to swing is Westhoff. Duncan there to the right side off of 1 foot. Menny gets the kill, and Lexi Menny ties it at 8. Allie Moore to serve. Olivero bounces the ball, spins it in her hand, approaches the line and lets it go into the net with her right hand. Service error on Windsor. Point Guardians 9-8. St. Michael in front by one. Randy Simpson will serve. Senior middle hitter. Both of their starting middle hitters are seniors in Simpson and Lakin. She'll go short with the serve, just past the line, getting it Menny. Set to the right side, a swing that time by Hagany. First time we said her name tonight. Rejected there is Westhoff of St. Michael. Reviving it, though, are the Guardians. And now Westhoff tries the changeup approach and gets it over the nets. And just short of the attacking line, it hits the floor for a kill. Point St. Michael, 10-8. Again, it's Simpson in the back row. Menny, dump shot, Duncan right back to her. Duncan tries the one-timer. The Guardians are on that. Here's the shot by Lakin. Lakin is going to garner a net violation from Windsor. And so points to the Guardians, and it's 11-8. Team from Lee's Summit, who was down 3 a moment ago, all of a sudden up 3. And serve receive Menny. Duncan cross-court pass to the left side for Abby Bailey. And Bailey gets it down off the block right at the net. And a kill for Abby Bailey. 11-9, Windsor down 2. Grace Lowry, the freshman, enters the service area. Spins the ball in her left hand. Will hit it with her right hand. Nice line job towards the net. It goes. That's an ace. That first pass leading the setter, Boken Kroger, too tight to the net. She couldn't make anything of it. Service ace for Grace Lowry. Windsor down just one, 11-10. Lowry, let's go again. This one, Solanski, Boken, Kroger for a back row attack. That time, Solanski. Duncan sets. Allie Moore, the libero, will try one. Two hands, it's McNamara to the outside, tipped over by Westhoff. And there's Duncan setting to the left for Menny. A shot that's dug out by Foley, the libero. Now another back row attack for McNamara. Dug out Windsor. Dump shot by the left hand of Taylor Duncan. And she sends it towards that left sideline. Gets it down for the kill, 11-11. Windsor ties, set two. And again, Lowry will serve. Lowry gets the whistle, approaches the line, hits it with a right hand off the top of the tape. St. Michael's scrambling to get it, they won't. Another ace for Grace Lowry. Hit off the top of the netting and went over to St. Michael's side. So two aces in this service run for Lowry, and Windsor now leads by one, 12-11. This one dips hard. Solanski gets it, bumped up Boken Kroger. Outside it goes for Westhoff that time, and overpass back to the Guardians. From the middle, a attack by Lakin at the net. There's Duncan to the middle. Bailey will try with one hand. Foley, a pass by Boken Kroger to the outside. Nice block by Duncan and also Bailey. But I think they're going to say a net violation on Windsor. A net violation indeed on the block by Bailey and Duncan. And so, well, it would have put them up two. Now the Owls are tied 12-12 here in set two with St. Michael. And the serve, Boken Kroger. Lowry, Duncan to the left, tipped over that time by Menny. Here's Boken Kroger behind her at right side. Cross-court shot, McNamara. Dig by Lowry. Duncan to the left, and that is a double on Duncan. Don't see that very often from the talented setter, but a point for St. Michael, 13-12. Guardians by one, and they did win set one, 25-22. So they're up one set to none as well. Allie Moore dives to get it, but that's going to be a service ace. No one there after that. 14-12, St. Michael, timeout Windsor. Boken Kroger on the service area. And all of a sudden, the Guardians up 14-12 in set two. We'll take a 30-second break and come right back on J98.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Back on J98, a 1-0 set advantage for St. Michael over Windsor here in the third place match of Class 3. It was 25-22 in set one. Right now, St. Michael in front in set two as well, 14-12. As a timeout by head coach Stephanie Duker Richmond of Windsor. We'll see if the Owls can score out of this timeout. It was an ace a moment ago for Boken Kroger, and she lets it go again. A shank to the right side by Detmer. That's another ace. Detmer had to go too far right. In fact, right near that Windsor bench. And no Owl able to get to it in time. Another ace, two in a row for Kalista Boken Kroger. It is 15-12. St. Michael, a three-point lead. Now a brief pause. Looks like a wet spot being attended to on the St. Michael side, actually, despite the fact that a couple Owls just hit the floor over near us. There's the whistle, and Boken Kroger looking for three straight aces here. And serve received, Detmer gets it to Duncan. Bailey from the middle puts it into the net. Attacking error on Windsor. 16-12, St. Michael leads by four. Boken Kroger causing problems in the service area. She is first in her team in aces. Detmer gets the pass to Duncan. Cross court to the left side for Menny off the top of the block. Nice two-hand save by Foley. Now floated over. Free ball for Windsor. Duncan to the left. Menny charging hard. Line shot dug initially by Boken Kroger. Going to get it, Solanski, but into the net. The third contact goes, and so point Windsor. Nice shot by Menny to get St. Michael all over the place a little bit there. It's a 16-13, Guardians on top by three, but the serve is Taylor Duncan's of Windsor. And serve receive, Guardians have it to the outside. It goes rejected. McNamara saving it are the Guardians. One-hand punch Duncan. Moore bumps it up to the right side, tapping it over Kubi, and that is going to be a lift on Kubi. 17-13, St. Michael gets the point. They're up four. And next up, Taylor Westhoff. She'll go from the left side of the service area. Goes left to right with it. Many, Duncan, now back to Many on the left side. A save for the moment by Boken Kroger. And somehow St. Michael gets it over. Lowry, Duncan behind her right side. It's a swing by Kubi. And again, St. Michael scrambles in the back row and gets it over again. There's more. Duncan to the middle this time. Bailey, right corner dig by Westhoff. Boken Kroger to the outside. Blocked that time, Solansky. Again, the Guardians save it, but not for long. A lift is called, and so point Windsor. 17-14, Owls down by three. Elena Green will serve. She comes in. As the Owls could use a nice service run here, Green lets it go. On a crouch, it's Foley getting it to Boken Kroger. From the middle, the attack goes Lakin's way. Duncan there. Many will try off 1 foot. Foley, Boken Kroger behind her head to the right side. Here's the swing by McNamara down the line. It's long. And I don't know that St. Michael loved the call, but point Windsor, 17-15. The Owls are down by two in set number two. Green again. In between the attacking line and the back line, the set will go to the outside for Solansky. Nice dig by Lowry, tipping it over Windsor. And the Guardians scrambling. They'll just send a free ball over to Windsor now. Duncan, middle, charging is Vaughn. Vaughn blocked. Duncan saves it. Back row going to get it. Green bumped over Duncan. Free ball now for the Guardians. Here's Boken Kroger to the middle. Blocked that time, Lakin. Saving it is St. Michael. And now slapped over on a crouch there. Is Windsor right side attack. Kubi on a line. Splits the defense that time of McCombs and Foley. 17-16. Owls down just one. And Elena Green is next. Green approaches the line. Lets it go towards the left side. There McCombs behind the head of Boken Kroger. Line shot is again too long by McNamara. 17-17. We are all tied in set two. Green serves again, and again goes right to left at the net. It's Boken Kroger. Cross court pass rejected is Solansky, saving it Foley. Boken Kroger to the middle, and is that one in play? No, the shot is long by Lakin. That one a little closer. Point Windsor, though, attacking error on the Guardians, and the Owls lead. 18-17 in set two of the third place match in class three. They need this set to extend to a third. Foley has it go off her chest, going to help her out there is McCombs, just tipped over. Free ball for Windsor. Bumped up Lowry, and now a swing by Duncan, the setter. Foley in the back row, bumped over, another free ball coming for Windsor. There's Lowry, Duncan to the right. Kubi tries a cross-court swing. One-hand save Foley, going to get it is Boken Kroger, bumped over that time by Solansky. Another free ball Windsor though. Duncan, left side, many. Nice save that time by the Guardians. Back over Lowry with the dig. Duncan to the middle, tapping it over Bailey. At the line it's Solansky, bumped up, and now again Solansky will slap it over. Wide right! Another attacking error on St. Michael. Point Windsor again, 19-17 Owls. Elena Green has done the job here in the service area. Just a sophomore, and she lets it go again. On a crouch, it's Foley getting it to Boken Kroger. Tight to the net, just tipped over. Windsor's got a chance here. Duncan will try a swing. Digging it in the cross court, Boken Kroger. To the right side, a swing is going to be made by McNamara. There, Duncan. Now back to Duncan for a swing. The setter. Oh, a nice diving save by Boken Kroger, the other setter. And now bumped over by McCombs. Duncan to the right. It's Kubi off the top of the block. In the back row, Foley going to get it. Boken Kroger. That's a double on Boken Kroger. And another point for Windsor, 20-17. Still no timeout coming from Sheridan Zarda, head coach of St. Michael, but there it is, right on cue. A timeout for the Guardians at the Windsor Owls on top by three in set two, 20-17, trying to extend their season to a third set, back in 30 on J98.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Back on J98, a timeout called by St. Michael right here. Windsor putting the pressure on the Guardians. Last year's third place finisher in Class 2. They move up to Class 3 this year, but playing for the exact same crown. But the Owls looking for their first set win of the weekend. They went winless in pool play yesterday, including to this same St. Michael team. But right now up 20-17, and they come out of the timeout with the serve. It is Elena Green. She lets it go off the top of the tape. Getting it for the moment are the Guardians. Now setting it up for a float by McNamara. Duncan to the left. Lexi Menny will try. Lexi Menny hits it off the net. Attacking error on Windsor. Point to the Guardians. So the Guardians, unforced error, but they do get the point out of that timeout. And so 20-18, a two-point advantage now for Windsor. Here comes the serve by Foley, the libero. Towards the right corner it goes. Lowry there, Duncan to the left. Vaughn will try a roll shot, and she gets it over. Just past the line and past the diving effort of Emma Foley. 21-18, a kill there for Alyssa Vaughn. Three-point lead for Windsor. And 4 points away are the Owls from extending this to a third. Lexi Menny will serve. It's Foley going to her right to get it. Bokenkroger behind her head to the right side for McNamara. She bounces it off of Menny. Kill there for McNamara and points for the Guardians. 21-19 they trail, and well, there's McNamara now in the service area. And she gets an ace. Backtracking was Kubi near the corner. And as she made contact, the volleyball went behind her, then straight to the floor. So service ace, McNamara, and now the Guardians down just one, 21-20. And serve received this time, Menny. Duncan sets left, the shot this time by Sokolik. Back over to the Guardians, rejected that time by the effort of Kubi and Vaughn. They'll try again, a roll shot over by Solansky. Over the block, and in between the block, and Menny, diving to get it, couldn't quite propel it upwards. 21-21. We are tied in set two, and McNamara continues to serve for the Guardians. Here's Moore to Duncan at the net, to the left side. Sokolik, dig by Foley, set by Bokenkroger off the top of the net and down. A kill shot by Solansky. 22-21, timeout Windsor. And just like that, it was 21-18. Windsor, and all of a sudden, 22-21, St. Michael out of that timeout. So the timeout works wonders for the Guardians. Four straight points, and now a timeout by Windsor, quite possibly the last of the season for the Windsor Owls if they can't pull out this set two. Windsor from Imperial, Missouri. St. Michael from Lee's Summit. Class 3 District 3 winners were Windsor. Class 3 District 14 for St. Michael. Windsor already back out there. A quick word with Coach Duker Richmond. And St. Michael just now emerging from the huddle. Three more points, all it's going to take for the Guardians to be crowned third place in Class 3 volleyball. But Windsor wants to extend to a third. It was St. Michael winning set 1, 25-22. This one has also been close. Here's the serve by McNamara. Popping it up, Menny. Duncan at the line. Behind her to the right side. Hard swing, Kubi. Blocked back at her. Duncan bumps it up more now. And Kubi can't get it over the net. Point, St. Michael, 23-21. And the Guardians, 2 points away now. Of course, you do have to win by two. McNamara will serve. And serve receive Menny. Duncan behind her head to the right side. Kubi will tip it. Kubi gets him scrambling, and Kubi gets the kill. Sydney Kubi, the junior outside hitter, makes it 23-22. And Kennedy Detmer will come in to serve now. A senior that could be very well spending her last moments in the service area of her career. Owls down one here. They need a big one here from Detmer. Towards the right corner it goes. It is Boken Kroger back to the left side. Off the block and down. That's Abigail Solansky. And again, 24-22, just as it was in set one. St. Michael has match point here, trying to become third place in class three. Two chances at it. Solansky will serve fresh off the kill. Rolls it over. There's Menny. Duncan behind her to the right side. Vaughn off the top of the block at the net. One-timer! It is Boken Kroger winning it for St. Michael. The St. Michael Guardians are class three, third place. 25-22. Both sets by the same score. The Windsor Owls unable to pull that one out late. And so St. Michael takes it. Close both times. Love to see Windsor a little bit more competitive here today than they were yesterday in the same matchup, but still the same. St. Michael with the sweep of the Owls. And Windsor's season comes to an end as fourth place finishers at the Class 3 state level. Back with more next on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
The annual Jefferson County Family YMCA House Tour has returned this year. Hi, this is Sandy Overberg. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seven beautiful homes will be on tour in southern Jefferson County, varying in style from historic to modern. Tickets will be available for purchase at the Jefferson County Family YMCA. For more information on the YMCA Christmas House Tour or to purchase tickets, call 636-931-9622. Don't miss the Christmas House Tour on December 7th.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
A better name for the quick and easy recipes at beefitswhatsfordinner.com would be savory, juicy, melts in your mouth tender, quick and easy recipes. Because they are. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by the Beef Checkoff. A better name for the quick and easy recipes at beefitswhatsfordinner.com would be savory, juicy, melts in your mouth tender, quick and easy recipes. Because they are. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Home Pools and Spas postgame show starts right now. A disappointing result, obviously, for the Windsor Owls, but on a positive note, certainly better to see them compete a little bit more, at least make it a little closer against St. Michael today as opposed to yesterday. 25-15, 25-13 was the score yesterday. Today, St. Michael does claim victory over Windsor in the third-place match, 25-22, 25-22, but either way, a great season for the Windsor Owls. Saw them defeat teams that I think a lot of people were assuming other squads would end up getting the victory over, specifically the St. Genevieve Dragons and sectionals. St. Genevieve coming off of those victories against the Central Rebels, a team that was probably our best in the listening area during the regular season, and also the Festus Tigers, who won that same district a year prior. Some big-time wins for St. Genevieve, and Windsor just absolutely took it to them in that sectionals matchup at St. Gen. So impressive for Windsor there. And, of course, the Perryville Pirates as well coming into that one, 26-6-2, another one of those teams that was one of the better ones in our listening area. Windsor and St. Pius, the two teams that made it to this point. Of course, St. Pius fell to Herman earlier in the championship in Class 2. That was in the morning time today. But Windsor right there with them as far as how you look back on this season. In fact, for Windsor, this is even more significant, as we mentioned this throughout the broadcast, but the first girls team that's ever made it to a state semis in any sport. And so for the Windsor Owls, despite the fact that they'll finish fourth place here out of four in the state semis, a fantastic season for them. And it was a pleasure to talk to all of the seniors this week, specifically, first of all, our co-athletes of the week, and Allie Moore and Taylor Duncan, for their performances a week ago against the aforementioned St. Jen and Perryville, but also Abby Bailey and Alyssa Vaughn and Kennedy Detmer as well. Those three seniors with huge roles on this team. Every senior with a big role on this team. And so congrats to them for fantastic careers. Going to be tough to replace. Windsor does have some great young talent, though, as we talked about throughout the broadcast. And Grace Lowry and Elena Green, Sydney Kuby, all of them going to be back, along with Lexi Menny. And so Lydia Sokolik as well. So a lot to look forward to for next season for Windsor as well. But obviously it'll sting a little bit here, not being able to win a set at the semi-level. But these were some tough teams. St. Michael the Archangel, a team that finished third place in Class 2 last year. And then, of course, you've got the first place finishers from last year in this class and the third place finisher in this class from last year, too. So we knew it was going to be a tough draw, but Windsor competing well today and just narrowly missing taking a set off of St. Michael in both the first and the second. Well, with that, that's actually going to conclude our high school volleyball coverage for the season, as all of our teams have now concluded their years. Fantastic seasons for everybody involved, specifically for this week, the Windsor Owls and the St. Pius Lancers. Well, again, that's going to do it for our broadcast here today. Thanks to Chase Sellers back in the studio for powering things, as Windsor does fall here in the third place match in Class 3 to St. Michael, 25-22 and 25-22. They lose in straight sets to nothing. I'm Nick Lewis from the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau saying good night and see you later.